Well, we can get right to it then. I had my doubts, but it's good. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, but I guess it's time for me to give you a little spanking, because you should always have, I mean, always have extra keyboard, extra mouse. That should always be on hand.
It should be, but it's...
But it's not.
It's not. And I'm the boss, and I'm not going to yell at myself.
Right, and you're the boss, right. Well, you know what you have to do today, don't you?
Well, as soon as I'm done at 9 o'clock, I'll go into the closet, get myself a couple batteries.
Oh, okay. You don't think it's the mouse, it's just the batteries?
Oh, it's the batteries, yeah, it's the batteries.
Oh, I thought. Well, you know, it would still be a good idea for you to go online today and order an extra keyboard,
Pat, you
and
won't,
an extra mouse, yeah.
You won't believe the
How
amount
many?
Of batteries we have in the closet. And I had a feeling that we were getting close to the end of life of the batteries in this mouse, but once again, it just slipped by. What can you do?
Yeah, well, you know, life is, that's how life is.
All right. Now, so now, important question before we get to the whole forecast and that. Saturday, just a ton of things going on, and tree lightings and a lot of things. When is the rain going to come in? Is it going to be heavy? And is it going to be out of here by evening?
Well, first of all, I think the rain will come in by morning.
Okay.
That's number one. Now, remember, you have a large listening area. Are you talking about the Berkshires? Are you talking about the Catskills?
I'm talking about Connecticut. I'm talking about right now, Northwest Connecticut, immediate okay. adjacent Eastern New York, and then Southwest Massachusetts. So, you know, that tight little corner of the three states.
Right. Okay. But again, there will be slight timing differences, but not tremendous. I'm thinking that by 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, it will begin to rain. And I'm thinking that it will be light rain through at least 10 or 11. And then after 11 o'clock in the morning, the rain will get moderately heavy. And then it should all end. The whole thing should be out of here, I would say, by about 4 or 5 o'clock.
So the tree lighting ceremonies and everything that start around 5 and 5:30, it might be damp and wet all around them, but it looks like, you know, we won't have any heavy precipitation.
I don't think so. I mean, there could always be, and in my opinion, there could always be another band of showers after the initial rain moves out. That band may only affect like the Catskills and the Berkshires, and then we can out. But that's hard to say. We would have to watch the radar tomorrow to find out if that's going to be the case.
All right. Well, I guess we can go through the whole forecast, and then we can yada 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 talk a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, again, today's a beautiful day, sunny, 45 to 50. It starts off clear tonight, then cloudy. So initially, we'll be down to 30 to 35, but then the temperature will rise as the clouds come in. Showers Saturday. Period. Low 50s. So at least it's mild. Then it clears out Saturday night. Partly sunny and brisk. Mid-40s Sunday and sunny Monday. Highs again will be in the mid-40s.
And no winter weather on the horizon.
No snow yet. No. We don't see that yet. So we're good at least through Monday. Probably Tuesday as well. And that's fine with me, as you know.
So my new tree came. I've got to set it up today. So
did you buy a balsam? Did you buy a Fraser? What did you buy?
I bought a green tree. I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay.
You're asking me.
We're really going for 1,000 here this morning.
I have no idea whatever tree it is. I really don't. I know it's an artificial tree, but I don't know what they're trying to imitate.
Oh, okay.
I really have no idea.
Well, you'll find out soon.
Well, as soon as I open the package, and hopefully that I won't know unless they say, Mr. Miles, here is your balsam tree. Here is your whatever.
Right. And how big is it?
7 feet.
7 feet.
Yeah.
Seven and a half. That's standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive now, aren't they, Marshall?
Actually, because this one we bought it so late in the season, it wasn't that bad. It was
okay.
It was around $110.
That's extremely good. Because if you go into some of these sites, you cannot get a 7.5 foot tree under $500.
Well, it was priced at $369, but because it was so late in the season, I guess they lowered the price, and that's why I got it.
Great. So that's really a great buy. Because I was looking also to get that. Remember, even last week I went to a place to look at the artificial trees, and the only reason I didn't get it is because they're pre-lit, and they have the LED lights on them, and the LED lights, they're white. Some of them had, you know, where you could change the combinations. To me, it's all too bright. The LEDs are just too bright. Yeah. I know they're easier as far as on the bill, the electric bill, and they last longer, but they're just too bright.
All right. Another thing that came yesterday in the mail, and I haven't had a chance to try it. Have you heard of these noodles called Momofuku? There's called, yeah, Momofuku. And
God bless you. No.
And they're meant to be very good. They're extremely healthy, unlike ramen.
Right.
They're not loaded with salt. They're not loaded with anything like that. They are wheat noodles. And then they include things like scallions, things like that. But there's no extra additives. So I figured, you know what, I was going to try this because I like ramen. I just don't like the fact that you get like a week's worth of sodium in one serving.
Yeah, I only hope that your noodles are not loaded with no taste.
Well, you can always fix that. That you can always fix.
Yeah, I guess so. You can always doctor it up, right.
You know, if they don't have any taste, you can always throw some marinara sauce on it.
I guess so.
And pretend that it's spaghetti.
I guess you're right. Yeah, you could always do that.
Or else you could get some. I've got some beef broth left over from when I cooked. You could use that on it, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, that's a good thing. We'll see what happens this weekend. I'm sure I'm going to try to get the tree up, and of course I got the real tree outside. I'm going to try to get it up. I doubt very highly if I get it up, it won't be decorated this weekend, or completely decorated this weekend, but at least I'll start. What do I have? Next weekend is, okay, so next weekend on the 10th, they have their Santa Parade in town, which is really very, very nice. And then after that, I've invited a few friends over for a very easy dinner. In fact, it's so easy, I'm calling out. I'm not cooking. So that's next weekend, on Saturday the 10th. Then the following weekend, I have my neighbors coming on Friday night. And then I go to the annual Tappan Christmas dinner on the 17th. And then, of course, the following weekend is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
So now, let's talk a little bit. I'm going to take a guess here. I bet you're calling out for food. I bet you one of the items you're going to get is lasagna.
No.
Oh, my God.
You missed. Nope. I'm calling out for pizza and heroes. So I'll have probably call out, you know, get like two pizzas and get a few heroes, have them cut them in half, like eggplant parmesan, chicken cutlet, veal parmesan. And there's only going to be six of us total.
Okay.
So that'll be it.
Smart way to do it, Pat.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta scale down. I really have to scale down. Cabin-wise, the word is that they went down to 20 feet. The pressure of the water is great. Still a little sandy. They could not run it because of the temperatures being too cold. So I don't know what they're doing there. And the contractor told me that he will be coming back to the cabin to fix the inside of the roof and and finish the shed outside that will house the generator and all that stuff. So So that's where we're at.
All right. Well, once again, let's recap the forecast real quick before we say sayonara.
Yeah, well, sunny today and then showers tomorrow and partly sunny on Sunday in the 40s.
And let's root for the Housatonic Co-op football team on Sunday.
Good luck to them.
All right, Pat. I lost the connection. Good luck, Pat. Thank you. Sorry. Didn't mean to hang up on you.